Andrew, one for you from Tuomo.
In essence, the question is, if you travel very fast or close to a massive gravity, your time slows down. But does the aging slow as well? And if so, how? Let me rephrase the question a little bit. Say we send a hypothetical Mr. Smith close to a black hole to make a hypothetical podcast from there for 1 hour. In theory, as far as I've understood, once Mr. Smith gets back to his home planet, everything around him has aged several years, or something like that. But not Mr. Smith. Let's just disregard the travelling to and from this black hole. But how is it possible that Mr. Smith's body has slowed its natural ageing process whilst on this trip? Do we have some internal body clock that slows everything down? Or does the increased gravity slow the cells and genes down?
Andrew, what do you think?
Well, Tuomo is absolutely right. There are two effects here. And of course, what we're talking about here is relativity. We're talking about special relativity and general relativity. And as Einstein first figured out over 100 years ago now, if things move very fast, then time will slow down for the rapidly moving body. That's special relativity. And if you come close to a very massive object, such as a black hole, then time will slow down in a very strong gravitational field. That's general relativity. And these things have been measured. They're absolutely, measured to the high precision that we can in many experiments. If we take the example, say, of a GPS satellite, global positioning satellite, they're in orbit above the Earth at about 20,000 kilometers up. Now, they're orbiting the Earth, so they're going quite fast. And as a result of the speed that they're going, a clock on a GPS satellite will run slow by about 7 microseconds in the course of 24 hours.
7 millionths of a second.
7 millionths of a second, yeah, in the course of 24 hours. Now, that's one effect. That's the special relativity effect. But, of course, the GPS satellite is also further away from the Earth than we are. So it's further away from the strong gravity of the Earth, if you like. And as a result of that effect, the clock on the GPS satellite would run fast by about 46 microseconds over the course of 24 hours. So these two effects are going in opposite directions. 46 microseconds fast due to the general relativity, 7 microseconds slow due to the special relativity. So there's a net effect of one minus the other there. As to what is causing it, if it was a person on that satellite, would their body clock feel those same effects? They would indeed. It's nothing to do with the body or the clock or the satellite. It's that time itself changes the rate that it flows. It doesn't necessarily flow forwards at the rate of 1 second per second. As a result of high speeds in special relativity or strong gravitational fields in
general
relativity.
Well, it does for you. You're the person experiencing the time effect. So for you, your watch continues to tick.
Absolutely.
1, 2, 3. So you think that a year has gone or however long, but the people who are not in the same frame as you, for them, time is running faster.
That's exactly right, Chris. Yeah. So it's a real effect, but the time as you experience it is affected by the speed that you're moving, by the location that you're in, relative to other people, other anything. It doesn't need a person there, but time doesn't always flow at the same rate.
Peter?
Yes, so if you take an airline pilot who spends the whole time, how many miles do they do in their lifetime? 100 million miles at, 700 miles an hour. Any idea how many microseconds younger is it they would be than the person who stayed on the ground?
Well, again, there's both effects. They're moving fast, so they're getting the slowing down due to special relativity, but they're also at high altitude, so they're getting the speeding up due to being further away from the gravity of the Earth. I haven't worked it out, but I would guess that for people in aeroplanes, it's probably a similar effect to being on a satellite. So one of the effects will outweigh the others. There will be a certain distance above the Earth at which the two effects would cancel out, actually.
There's another factor, which is that being that much higher up in the atmosphere, you are exposed to more incident radiation coming in from space. So people who pilot aeroplanes have higher rates of cancer and lymphomas, cancers of white blood cells. So actually there is an advanced aging effect owing to radiation exposure, which outpaces the effect of relativity. Sorry to rain on your parade there, boys.